A conservative advocacy group has released a study that shows significant differences in what providers around Maine charge for the same medical procedures. The Maine Heritage Policy Center says the findings illustrate the need to let consumers shop around for care. But as Mallory reports, there are differing views on how to solve the cost problem.
The study found some wide disparities in charges for common procedures. A knee replacement in Maine, including the surgery and the pre- and post-operative care, range from just under $27,000 to just over $50,000. A blood test for electrolytes range from $33 to $111.
Although many factors influence pricing, it is clear that inadequate competition between providers contributes significantly to this variation.
Liam Sigod, an analyst at the Maine Heritage Policy Center, who worked on the study, says it points up a key finding about the Maine healthcare marketplace.
Although many factors influence pricing, it is clear that inadequate competition between providers contributes significantly to this variation.
The study is similar to earlier reports done by the Consumers for Affordable Healthcare and the Maine Health Data Organization and others that also pointed to wide cost differences across the state for the same medical procedures. The solution to the problem, says the center's CEO, Matt Gagne, is providing incentives to consumers to compare costs and shop around for the best deal. He says a bill to do just that, LD 1305, was defeated in the House last week.
It attempted to incentivize decision-making to give you a personal benefit in saving money. So if you, for instance, were to save $5,000 off of the average cost of a procedure, at least 40% of that savings would have come back to you either on your deductible or a cash benefit or in some way, shape, or form coming to you as a consumer. So it then incentivizes you to shop.
Gagne says the bill would have encouraged consumers to shop around for the best deal, and he expects the legislation will be back before lawmakers next year. James Myall, an analyst with the Maine Center for Economic Policy, a progressive advocacy group, acknowledges the center's findings around costs, but doubts that there's enough competition in Maine to force down prices.
Maine is just a small healthcare market, and it's very difficult to encourage the kind of competition that would drive prices down in the state. And so it's trying to leave this problem up to the free market to do through competition just simply isn't going to be enough.
Myall says the solutions are as complicated as the problem. One factor driving hospital costs, he says, is uncompensated care of poor, uninsured Mainers. He suggests that expanding the state's Medicaid program to cover more of those people would help lower costs overall. That idea was also rejected by lawmakers last week. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.